like both, like when you were describing like Lungpa Liam, and then also too with this the sensitivity towards others, like that kind of sensitivity doesn't come natural to me. I tend to pay attention to different things in my experience, and so I've really had to learn to like consciously cultivate being sensitive to things. Like if I imagine, you know, if I were to have met Lungpa Liam 10 years ago, I wouldn't have learned anything from him. But then just if, you know, after monastic training for a little bit, I have a sensitivity to different things. And so part of my practice has been shifting the quality or the questions that I'm asking to these other things. Can you talk about like skillful means for doing that? Or
well, I think one is just that sense of recognizing that we do have a lot to learn, or we have this opportunity to learn a whole different way of relating and living as a human being, so then it's a challenge or it's an opportunity, I think that's where, say, like with monastic training, is giving. I mean, just the form gives us of course, it gives us the opportunity for our cultivation of formal aspects of meditation and living a renunciant life, but it also gives us an opportunity for developing and I think it's something that we never conceived of when we first start, even contemplated taking on monastic training, is like a certain meticulousness to the material world around us, our requisites, the physical things that we. One in just caring for them, or making our own requisites, or caring for the requisites that people give us. There's a mindfulness and attention to detail that we develop. That, and once you start cultivating that, it starts bleeding over back into the mind itself. In terms of the mind actually is able to pay attention to objects of attention a bit better. But then also it bleeds into how we live with others, so that, and because there's an attention to detail in terms of proximity, it's like within the monastic form, and the vinaya training, and attention to a giving respect to elders who are experienced, and so that paying attention to the looking after their helping them out, how one sits in relationship to them, how one walks in relationship to them. Those are an attention to detail in social interaction that helps us to become aware of each other and more sensitive to each other, as junior members, because you're starting to pay attention in relational ways, and then it starts to help in not just in terms of a vertical way of the junior to senior, but in a horizontal way of the people we're interacting with, and it's really important. Okay, I think it's enough for one evening. I think there might be another evening or so. We'll go for an end. Yeah, and people have questions that pop up. Either let Suhajo know, or it's not just a discussion between myself and Suhajo. People are welcome to chime in and ask questions. But that's, I think, plant the seeds for this for the next little while. We can follow this through, see where it goes. Okay.